So Torah in Northwest London, Sunday, Chof Zayin Iyar, the 9th of May, Rav Elchanan Goldblatt Shlita, flowers in shul on Shabbos. Oh, sorry, on Shavuos.
I'm prepared to try Shabbos if you want. It's in the Maril, but actually the plan was Shavuos. When I was a bocher in the Mir many, many years ago, on Friday afternoons, I used to listen to Kol Yisrael on which Rebbe Avadya Yosef would paskin a shaila. He wrote two sets of tshuvas. One is the Yad Biyaomer, which is serious stuff. And the other, it allegedly, was based on his radio broadcast. And that's the Yechaveh Das, which is relatively easy reading. And there's a tshuva in the Yechaveh Das, Chelik Dalet, tshuva Lamed Gimel, which is about the various minhagim of flowers and greenery in the shuls on Shavuos. That's what we're going to have a look at today. Before we do that, let me spend a minute and a half on the structure of the Shulchan Aruch. As everybody will know, Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Beis Yosef, which is his Pirush on the Tur. And when he'd finished doing that, he wrote up his Psokim, and he called that the Shulchan Aruch. And Rabbi Yosef Karo writes in his Hakdama to the Beis Yosef, which in about a minute and a half you're going to be able to see, because the Makaros have just arrived, he writes his principle for paskening. His principle for paskening goes like this. He says, there are three Amudei Ahurah, three great Amudim, three pillars of Psak, and they're the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And for the most part, he says he's going to follow the majority. And that's what he does. The consequence of this is that Shulchan Aruch is a Sephardi book. Because the Rif, Rabbi Yitzhak Alfasi, was called Alfasi because he was from Fez in Morocco. And the Rambam was born and brought up in Spain. The Rosh is Migdoli Ashkenaz, he's a Talmud of the Maharam Meruttenberg, and they moved to Spain. But if, as the Mechaber says, he's going to pass him like a majority of the Rif, the Rambam and the Rosh, you end up with a Sephardi book, which the Shulchan Aruch is. So his contemporary, Moshe Isserles, the Rav of Krakow, and they were actually in contact with one another, they wrote to one another, but that's not for now, points out that this is a problem for us Ashkenazim. And he says, the Psak in Ashkenaz is not like this. He says, we in Ashkenaz follow the Minhogim of the Urza, Ruah, the Mordechai, the Rosh, the Smag, the Smak, Dagos, Maimoni, people are based on the Baalei Tosfos. He also follows the Maril and the Trumas Hadeshin and the Mari Vile and the Minhagim of Rabbi Isaac Turner, but for the meantime, the Ramo wrote a map off for the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote a tablecloth to cover the table. The Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch was interested in paskening, like the majority of the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and the Ramo was just not interested in that. He was interested in Minog Ashkenaz. It's an entirely different approach. So, with this in mind, number three on your song sheet is a bit of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, Osli Zanus Buid Soichag, Ashvus, one may not fast on Motsoichag. Says the Ramah, Ein Omrim Tachnun, Mitchilis Roj Chodesh Sivan Ad Chespo, you don't say Tachnun from Rosh Chodesh until after Isruchag, which was Minhag Ashkenaz, and in some places, for those people who are members of the Golden Stream Base of Medrash, still is. Dahainu Acher Isruchag, and that's the Agos Maimini, yep, Minhag Ashkenaz, the Minhagim, which is Rabbi Isaac Turner, Minhag Ashkenaz, the Nergin, and it is the custom, Yishtoach Asovim Bishvuz Beveis HaKnesis, to spread, I assume Asovus means herbs rather than grasses, but grasses in the shul, Vabatim in the homes, Zecha the Simchas Matan Torah, to remind us of Simchas Matan Torah. Now, he doesn't give any mocker for this whatsoever. He says it's Zeichel a Simchas Matan Torah and doesn't explain what it's got to do with Simchas Matan Torah. If you have a look in the Maharil, which is number four, he quotes the same minog more or less. No, again, it is the custom. Lahashtich Ritzbus Beis Akneset Bivsomim Shelab Somim Ubershoshanim. It is the custom to spread the floor of the shul with fragrant herbs and with lilies. The Simchas are regel, says the Ramo and the Maharil. There's a sefer I've never heard of called the Leket Yosha. Rabbi Avadya says the Leket Yosha is a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Leket Yosha writes, Hoyo Minig Beveso, it was the custom in the Rebbe's house, and his Rebbe of Trumas Hadeshin. Lefazer, and the text is either Esav or Asovin or Besomim, whatever, Biyom Rishon Shel Shavuos B'Shachris, again, fragrant herbs. So it's the Minig of the Ramah, it is the Minig of the Maril, it's the Minig of the Trumas Hadeshin, as quoted by one of his Talmidim. It's also in the Yosef Omitz. Regretted me, my USB stick doesn't have the Yosef Omitz, so I had to do what people who know more about computers than me call a screen dump. And the screen dump from the Yosef Omitz contains a major error. It says that he was the Rosh HaDayanim of Lei Yeshiva Beprag, which is a complete lie. He spent his entire life on Frankfurt on the Main. But he also quotes, if you want a date on him, one of the important things in the Yosef Omitz is he said, people have started a new minhag, which is actually quite nice. They sing this thing called the Chododi, and he then changes the text. So that's when he was there. He was there when the Chododi was a new idea. Anyway, he quotes this Ma'aril, and he says, Anu minogein rishtoch kein ritzbus kol abatim. We spread these fragrant herbs in all the houses. So it's clearly minhag Ashkenaz, it's the Rambam, the Ma'aril, the Trumas HaDeshen, the Yosef Omitz. Nobody has said why. Okay, let's move on. Number seven. Says the Mogen Avraham, I assume that everybody says the Mogen Avraham knows the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Nogin lahamid ilonus. It's the custom to put trees in the shul and in the houses. Nire liatam, I think, she has kir shabbat seris nidonin al peiros ha'ilon. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that on Shavuos, peiros ha'ilon are ogipaskan by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we put trees in the shuls. It would seem to me, if that's really what it's about, there shouldn't be flowers. There shouldn't be flowers in pots. You should have an apple tree. Okay, never heard of anybody who does it, but why not? There's a Gemara in Shabbos which says, L'choyov karugas habosim, every word that came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nismale kol ha'olo kula besomim, every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something in the Aseres HaDibros, the world was filled with fragrance. In that case, not fruit trees, but fragrant plants. The next one is absolutely brilliant, and I'd never heard of it. People will remember that Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. Good. That's our Kabbalah. The Pasuk says that his mother hid him for 3 months. Matitz b'nei u'shlosho yirochim. And at the end of the 3 months, the baby was bigger. She couldn't hide him anymore. She put him in the table. V'atosim basuf asvas hayo'er. What date was that? Well, it's basic arithmetic. It was Shavuos. 3 months after he was born on Zayin Adar. So there is a Gemara which says that the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the baby was put there, someone will be Mekabel Torah on this day, he should suffer on this day, and so on and so forth. And in a book which is put together called the Daf Al Daf, which is helpful in finding things that I would never think of in Shas, they quote Reb Mordechai Banet. Reb Mordechai Banet was, I think, the Rav of Nikolsburg in the time of the Chasam Sofer, and he wrote Sforim, which I don't have. And he says the following, Lochein nogim lishtoach asovim b'chag ha'shvuos. Why do we put asovim in the shuls on Yom Tov? Zeichel ma'ashgo tasamei b'suf. That was on Zayin Sivan. Shvuos is the anniversary of when Moshe Rabbeinu was put in the suf. So at this stage, if Reb Mordechai Banet is right, we don't need fruit trees like the Mogen Avraham. We don't need perfume like that Gemara. We probably need Egyptian bulrushes. I can't tell you, but it's minhagim, whatever people do. The Mishnah Berura says that, as the Pasuk says, Gamatzon v'abokor el yiru el mula horahu, the flocks and the herds shouldn't pasture on that mountain. So it follows that on Har Sinai at that time there was plenty of pasture for the flocks and the herds. You don't need to ask for something that can't happen, right? So if the Torah says the flocks and the herds may not pasture there, it follows there was pasture there. And that, he thinks, is why we have this minhag. In which case, not fruit trees, not perfumes, not bulrushes, but things that animals would eat. I don't know, but part of the difficulty with minhagim is if you are finding a theory as to how it works, sometimes it won't be exactly rigorous and accurate. And he quotes the Gaon, which we'll get to later. There are a variety of midrashim which quote conversations between Haman and Ahasuerus, which are not in the Psukim. The Pasuk in Esther, this is number 11, says, Haman said to Ahasuerus, Yeshno amechod, there is one people, Mephuzorim, Mepharod, Beinu Amim, scattered, Bechol, Medinos, Malchusecha, and so on and so forth. And Yemar Megillah breaks this up into a conversation. Ahasuerus said to Haman, I'm frightened to attack them, their God may punish me. He doesn't say Yeshno, he says Yashnu, they've gone to sleep, they're not keeping mitzvahs. Don't worry, their God won't protect them. Ahasuerus said, but there are Rabbonim, Ratamili Chachom, Amechod, they're all the same. And so it goes on, it dashes its way through that Pasuk. If you look about four lines from the bottom, it says, La melechein shavel anicham, that Haman said, Achlu v'shosu, they eat, they drink, umavazile l'malchus, and then they act with contempt towards the malchus. If a fly falls into the coast of one of them, he throws out the fly and then drinks the coast. If Achashverosh touches the coast of one of them, Chovto Bekarek of Einosh, so he smashes it on the floor and won't drink it. Okay, so that's the Medrash. Either it's history or it isn't. There is a sefer called Targum Sheni. Targum Sheni, which is often printed with Megillas Esther, is a list of obscure midrashim on Megillas Esther. I don't know who wrote it. I don't know what date it is. I don't know if anybody knows who wrote it or what date it is, but it quotes interesting things. And it posits a conversation between Haman and Achashverosh, which goes like this. B'yerach Sivan, in the month of Sivan, train yom in tov and avdin bay, they make 2 days yom tov. Alin lebe knishtan, they go to their shuls. Karin kriyashma, they read kriyashma. Matzlin, they daven. Karin be reisa, they lain. Metargumin, and binavegan. And they do Targum on the Haftorah. Light in the Malkona, they curse the king. He clearly misunderstood the Tefillah of the Malchus, unless he was just lying again. But Taurin the Shultana, and they seek to break the kingdom. Karin Yosei Yumadat Sarta, that they call Shavuos. Salkin le Iger Beisalokon, they go up to the roof of the shul. The Shajin Chazure, and they throw down apples, and they gather them in, and they say, just as we've gathered in the apples, so our children should be gathered from among all the Babylonians. Now, there is a standard translation of this called the Paschegen Aksav. And the Paschegen Aksav is printed together with the Targum Sheni. And the Paschegen Aksav seems to have a slightly different sort of version. Hold on just a minute, because I can't see where I've put it. Here we are. Here we are. Bachodesh Sivan, on the month of Sivan, Osin Shnei Yomim Tovin, they make 2 Yom Tovin, they call it Atzeres, Bagshulis. Olim al-gag beis ha-knesses, they go to the roof of the shul, umafazrim shoshanim, and they spread lilies, v'tapuchim, and apples, and so on and so forth. So the Birkei Yosef says, what is the source of the minug of spreading greenery in the shul on Shavuos? Yesmach le-minug zeh, there's a source for it in the Agadah that Haman said to Achashverosh that the minug of Yisrael is to spread asovim on the Atzeres. And Rabbi Avadya quotes the Chidol slightly differently. Rabbi Avadya does not make mistakes. It's one of the things he doesn't do. And if he quotes the Chidol in the Loshon, which I'm putting in here, he had such a Chidol. She'dayomer homon lemelech Achashverosh, that the meaning of the Jews is they go to the shuls, the Botei Mikdash Mat, umashlichim pirchei shoshanim v'tapuchem, and they spread lilies and they spread apples. Let me tell you a story about Rabbi Avadya. A friend of mine was doing Shemesh. I've forgotten if it was with Rabbi Lezion of Waldenburg or Rabbi Yosef Cohen, but with one of them. And there was a shayla on Shemesh Gittin, and the gadol whom he was being Meshamesh sent him upstairs to the Beis Din Elyon, which was on the floor above in the same building, to go and ask someone. My friend went upstairs, and there was Rabbi Avadya with various other gadolim in the Beis Din Elyon, which in those days was a very distinguished group. And my friend went to one of the others, not Rabbi Avadya, who raised an eyebrow. And my friend, somewhat self-consciously, said, Shemot Ashkenaziot, it's an Ashkenazi name. Ata hoshev, shani lo yodea, Shemot Ashkenaziot. Okay, so they met again 15 years later. Rabbi Avadya took one look at him and said, Shemot Ashkenaziot. Anyway, so there we are. So the Birkei Yosef, the Chidol, quotes this Medrash as a source. Okay, good, there's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi's number 12. Rabbi Zeir b'shem Shmuel. Ein lom din lom in our lochis, lom in agadatus, lom in toiseftus, elom in our Talmud. You don't pass him from agadat. And that's Yerushalmi, loud and clear. So how can this be the source of it? There's a sefer Yosef Rabbeinu Tam talking about the qualities to be a posek, which puts most of us in our places. Rabbeinu Tam says, someone who's not boki in the Siddur of Rabban Rangon and in the Alochas Gedolos, in Masech HaSofer, and Pidat Reb Lezer, and the Medrash Rabbah, and the Talmud, and Shah Sifrei Agadata, Ein Lo Laris Divrei Kadmon Minhogim, can't argue with previous Minhogim. Yeyesh Aleim Listmoich Bidvorim Sheinu Machishim Talmud. If you find in Agadata something which doesn't contradict Shas, that's okay. And presumably, this about the lilies on the roof doesn't contradict Shas. Okay, there is a Mishnah in Brochus. The Shliach Tzibur, according to the Mishnah, when it gets to Duchening, the Shliach Tzibur should not say Omein to the Brocha of the Kohenim, because he might get a bit confused. And there's discussion there as to whether a Shliach Tzibur who's a Kohen should Duchen or not, so on and so forth. If he's absolutely sure that he won't get confused, then maybe he can say Omein, says Tosis Yom Tov. When I wrote the Lechem Chmudas on the Rosh, he said, I found a Medrash Rabbah which paskins this, and I paskin like that Medrash Rabbah. Chazarti, Lima, whatever, out of it now, Shavti v'ro'isi shein l'midin halacha mi'medrash rabbis. I've now found this Yerushalmi who says you can't learn halacha from medrash, so I'm chazer. And I'm not passing like that medrash anymore. Let's just add it up. Yerushalmi says don't pass him from the medrash. Rabbi Natan says, well, if it doesn't contradict the Gemara, why not? The Tosfos Yontov says you can't pass him from the medrash. The Prichodesh says, "Mi yuchal lachal kalai medrash b'li raya me'ashas." How can you argue with the medrash if it doesn't contradict the Gemara? That's too all. The Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah, talking about how you kosher a kos which has had wine stam yeinom in it, says in the Medrash on Esther, Gabi Yeshno Am Echad, Hom said to a Chaverishim Zvuv Noipol. This Gemara that we said before, except they've got a different gizta, and the Tosfos seems to paskin out of the Medrash. So, is it the case that this minhag comes from that medrash, or is it the case, like the Tosfos Yom Tov, like the Yerushalmi, that we can't pass them from a medrash? There is a Noda Bihuda. The Noda Bihuda first says that people are misunderstanding the Yerushalmi, that Tosefta was written to paskin halachas. You can paskin from a Tosefta. However, Agadata was not written for paskining halachas. That's not what it's for. It's Ikar Adas, but it's Kavon, is not Piskei Alochas. It's Musa and Ramozim and Mesholim. However, says the Noda Bihuda, people are missing a point about the Agadita about Homan. Look at the second paragraph from Noda Bihuda there. Mashevi Raya min Atos and Mesechos of Edazora, Shehevi Raya min Amedrisite and all that. And Itomala has got nothing to do with learning Halacha from Agadatus. Lidvar of Kashi Yoseh, Divrei Bala Medrash. It's the words of Homan. We don't paskin from Homan. I mean, Lahavdil, and one shouldn't mention such things. Hitler, Yemach Shmo V'Zichro, paskined that anyone with a Jewish grandfather is Jewish. Is there a Beis Din in the world which will paskin from Hitler? That Homan said that would be paskin from... Oh, clearly not. However, the Divrei Homan, Mesaper Ma She'omar Homan. Homan described what the Jews did. We're not paskining a halacha from the Medrash. We're seeing from the Medrash what Haman said the Jews did. Now, presumably, when he said they cursed the king, he was wrong. But when he says that they used to put lilies on the shul, presumably he was right. So there's no debate. We're not paskening from the Medrash. We're taking from the Medrash evidence as to what the minhag was. A minute about Reb Avrom Dantzig, the Mechaber of the Chayyotim. Reb Avrom Dantzig, who extraordinarily actually was from Dantzig, was the Dayan of Vilna for many years in the time of the Gaon. Most of his life he didn't take wages because he was a businessman. The end of his life he did, and that's another story. The important thing is he was a Mechutin of the Gaon. He says in his Hakdama to the Chayyodim that he was a Mechutin of the Gaon. And therefore, when the Chayyodim says something in the name of the Gaon, it's true. You know, he's not somebody writing a story which he heard from. This was his Mechutin. So the Chayyodim on this Shaila writes, number 15, Vagro bitl minig milahamid ilonas batzeres, the Gaon abolished the minig of putting trees in the shul on Shavuos. Mishum, because, achshav now, choka amim, it has become chukas agoi, lamid ilonas b'chag shelohem, to put trees in the shul, in the churches, on their chag, which they call Zlatnia Shventa or Pfingstein. Now, I don't know very much about Lithuanian Christianity. I had no idea what Zelantia Shventa was, nor yet what Pfingstein was.
Pfingsten is in German. Schwurz,
yeah. Not exactly. It took me a while. It did take me a while, but you're right. Eventually I put Pfingstein into our alphabet, which is known as Roman letters, and the German dictionary gave me Pentecost. Now, even I know that Pentecost is the Greek for 50. Pente is 5 and Pentecost is 50. I looked in my Septuagint, and it doesn't call Shavuos Pentecost, it calls it Hebdomadon, but what can one do? So Pentecost is a Christian festival, and the background to the Christian festival, which by the way is, according to the Uncle Google, related to the feast day of Zelenia Sviata, which I presume is what he meant with the Zelanti, whatever it is. Pentecost is the festival which they make, and it's not my job to teach you Christianity. But it seems that the Talmidim of Oso Ish, who in those days were Jewish, came to Yerushalayim for Shavuos, and they claim, and this is of course Sheker V'chozov, they claim that the Ruach HaKodesh fell on the apostles on Pentecost, on Shavuos, and therefore they keep Pentecost. It's worth noting what they did in the Ukraine to celebrate Zeleni Sviata, which is connected to Pentecost. Homes and churches were decorated with wildflowers and various types of green herbs and plants. Ah, so I posit and this is possibly the only thing I know that Ribavadya might not have, I posit that what was bothering the Gaon was that the Goyim had Pentecost, which is based on Shavuos, in which they were putting flowers and trees in the church, and he thought that's Chukas HaGoy. I note they also had a 7-course meal, including milchiks and lokshen soup, but what can one do? Good. So the Gaon was mevatel, this minhag of putting greenery in the shuls, because he thought it was Chukas HaGoy. And if you look in the Chochmas Odom, which is the Chai Odom Sefer on Yeredeya, he talks about this again. And he mentions one thing. This is in the 4th paragraph. It's at the top of page 5. You see the top of page 5. Go, Grady, he quotes the Marik and this and that. Nehirna, he says in the second line, I remember, Shegozru Po Bekila Kadosha Vilna, when they made a rule, a law, in Vilna, based Milchom at the time of war, Sheyilbushu Ayudim Malbushi Yakum, that the Jews should wear Goyesha clothes. Shamadi mi piagon ochos merena rebelio, the Gaon said, Yoreg Valyava. The Gaon held that under instruction from the government to wear Goyesha clothes at a time of war was Yoreg Valyava. One has to say it's clear that the Chayodim didn't entirely agree with that. Avsheze davo tzorechi and gotl. I mean, that. But im kolzeh, you see how great the Isra of Chukas HaGoy is. So the question arises now like this. We've said that this is without question minhag Ashkenaz. It's in the Ramah, the Maril, the Trumas Hadesh, and the Yosef Omitz. We've said it's not quite clear what the source is, whether the source is because we have din on Peiros or Elon, or whether the source is because there was animal fodder on Har Sinai, or whether the source is because Haman said this is what the Jews do even in Babel. Whatever it is, the Gaon was mevatlit. How does this work? What do we know about Chukas HaGoy? So there's a tshuva of the Ma'arik, which is, first, the tshuva is the tshuva. Second, it's quoted in the Beis Yosef and in the Da'akei Moshe. I brought the Da'akei Moshe here because he also quotes the Ran. The Ran is talking about whether one can be sorif al ha'melochim. It used to be the case that as a sign of kavod for the dead king, they used to burn the property of the dead king in, as a matter of kavod, nobody else would be able to use this. As if, lahavdil, they had burnt the Land Rover of the Duke of Edinburgh so that nobody should ever drive it again. And the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Dalet, said that Yirmiyah says to Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, they will burn for you. They will burn your property. So it's clear that Sof in Al HaMelochim was done by the Goyim, and it's also done by our people, Kedasu Gedin, according to the Novi. Number 18, the Ran writes in the first paragraph of Avodah Zorah, Deloos Retor Lechok Avodah Zorah, Advorim Shel Hevel Ubatol. Chukas HaGoy is only something which actually is Avodah Zorah, or else it's Hevel Batol, Avachun Yesh Ben Tzerich Avodah Zorah, and it's for the needs of the Avodah Zorah. Chukas HaGoy is either rubbish, or something which is clearly Avodah Zorah being done for the Avodah Zorah. But Varim Shel Tam, something which has a reason for it, that's okay. The fact that Goyim do it doesn't stop us doing it. If it's reasonable to burn the property of the king, that nobody else should use the property of the king as a cult for the king, that's reasonable, the Goyim do it, so what? The Maharik was asked about whether doctors may wear white coats. Well, not white coats. The Maharik was asked that in his place there were particular clothes that Chachomim in particular doctors wore. Could a Jewish doctor wear them? Is it Chukas HaGoy for a doctor to wear a white coat? Okay? I mean, that's our equivalent. So the Maharik writes, and it's here in the Da'akei Moshe, that there are only two sorts of things of Chukas HaGoy. Something where there's no reason whatsoever when they do it, presumably is Avodah Zorah. They're doing something, and there's no reason, it's probably Avodah Zorah. Minhag Sheni is if they're doing something Mishum Pritzus. But anything where we can see the reason, and it's not Pritzus, says the Maharik, that's not Chukas HaGoy. Chukas HaGoy is not just because the Goyim are doing it. Chukas HaGoy is either they're doing it, we've got no idea why, it's presumably Avodah Zorah, or something that has Pritzus in it. Okay? There's a truth of the Rivosh. They ask the Rivosh the following. It seems that the Arabs in the town of the Rivosh, on every day of the first week after a Ptira, used to go to the Beis Olam and make Hespedim or Hisoris or whatever, and the Jews were doing the same. So they asked Rivosh, is this Chukas HaGoy? Is it Chukas HaGoy for the Jews during Shiva to go to the Beis Olam, which they're doing because the Arabs during Shiva go to the Beis Olam? Says the Rivosh, the mere fact that the Goyim are doing it doesn't make it Chukas HaGoy. The Goyim make Hespedim, don't they? Are we going to ask a Hespedim because the Goyim make Hespedim? Says the Rivosh, like the Ram, like the Maharik, if you have something which has a good reason, that's not Chukas HaGoy. Chukas HaGoy is when they're doing it just to be like the Goyim, and when it's something which has a smach of Avodah Zarah in it. So that's the Maharik and the Ram. And the time's come to have a quick look at the Shulchan Aruch, number 20. Yeah, it doesn't bother him. Have a look at exactly what he says. It looks like good words. Im mipnesha oisim keina yishma'ilim, ein zeh chukah shei osa mishum chukoseyam. As we say in Avodah Zarah, surfin ala melochim. I, the Goyim, do it. And we're doing it like the Goyim do it. Ein mishum darkei mori. For sreif is not a chukah, it's a chashivusa. If the Goyim are doing it and it gives chashivus to the melech, so can we. If they're doing it and it's preetzus, not.
Did it take it over from
Ishmael? It does look, and the Shaila, as if that was... Yeah. I cannot help you. The reverse says, it's okay. He also says, by the way, at the end of it, and I wasn't going to mention this, Kfar b'kashti mincho kama poimim, I've told you many times not to chepper with the Kehila, l'val t'dakdek l'shanes min ogein b'dvorin ke'ela, and if you want to be at peace with them, oh, they won't listen to you anyway. But that I wasn't going to mention. So the Shulchan Aruch, we're running a bit short of time. The Ramo is the bit I've highlighted, and the Ramo quotes the Maharik kimat word for word, and he also quotes the Ram. He quotes the Maharik that it's not chukas hagoy unless it has no reason, or else it's preetzus, and he quotes the Ram about surfim al amalochim. The Bir Agro, Rav Mook told me that when he was learning with Rav Mertzbach, some people may remember Rav Mertzbach from Kultura, when they were learning the Yeshivas Rabbonim under the Mlamed Lahel, they used to learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Bir Hagro. And the Rosh said, if we had the Bir Hagro says very often V'chula. If we understood what he meant when he said V'chula, we assumed we had Pshat. With that as background, I don't particularly understand this Bir Hagro, in particularly the bits where he says V'chula. But I do see in it that he says that he doesn't understand the Maharik, and he doesn't agree with the Ran, and he doesn't think either of them are Lahalokha. So it would seem to me that part of the background to the Gun, which is Mechut Mechayodim quotes as having stopped putting Ilonus in the shuls because of Chukas HaGoy, is because the Gun did not agree with the Maharik and the Ram, that, and as he says, the Feirush here about Chukas HaGoy, he was more Machmir than that, and we know that from the Chochmah Sodom, where he claimed that wearing Goyish clothes during the war was Yehoreg Valyava, which the Chochmah Sodom himself wasn't happy with. So what did the poskim of the following Doras hold about this? So they asked the Iksav Sofra Shaila. It had always been the case in Pressburg that they carried a mitter on their shoulders to Beis Olam. And then they made a new Beis Olam, it was too far away. And the question arose as to whether they could put the mitter or the coffin or whatever it was on a cart and take it on a nagala, which the Goyim did. So Ksav Sofra says he can't see any issa whatsoever. It's not chukas hagoy to do something that has a good reason, even if the Goyim do it. But if it has a good reason, do it. It doesn't sound like the Goyim. It sounds like the Maharik and the Ran and the Rivash. And Rabbi Avadia then, bless him, quotes that that's what the Maharamshik said, and that's what the Shona Moshe said, and that's what the Mahse Avrom said, and that's what the Maharsham said. And then he quotes a story from a sefer called Chut HaShoni. Chut HaMashulash. Chut HaMashulash is written by a Rabbi Sofer, who I presume is a descendant of Chasam Sofer. He tells the following story. And I think, given that it's 9:45, we'll conclude with this and never mind the drush at the end. The Chut HaMashulash said, Bimei Agon Bal Chasam Sofer, it was the minhag that on Shavuos, they used to beautify the base, Medrash Beis Knesses, Kishut Ba'anfei Ilonus, Mini Asovim, they used to put their trees, and they used to put their fragrant herbs, and that's what they did. And in the place of the chasen sofa, they used to make a kilom yuchedes, a sort of thing like a chuppah, I suppose, from the trees and from the lilies. And once it happened that the gab of the Beis Knesses was mevatel the minhag and stopped them doing it. So the chasen sofa came to shul, Shavuos night. No trees, no lilies, no fragrant herbs, no kilom. He was extremely upset, and he was extremely angry with the Gabba, V'ne'enesh ba'onesh kosher rachmona litzlon, and as far as I remember, the gavah died within the year. So whatever is the minig is the minig. We began by saying that while the Mechaber Paskins like a rove of the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, the Ramah is interested in Minig Ashkenaz, and this is Minig Ashkenaz, if you belong to the sorts of Gehillas which follow the Bittel of the Gaon and take the view that this is Chukas Hagoy, don't do it. But if you want to do it, Yeshama Lismach, there's plenty to rely on, and also plenty to talk about. For what I suggest you do is go to the shul, see whether they put flowers, trees, or apples, and then ask somebody why.